Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before you endured the cross, O Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you. We pray that you will help us to endure. Help us to hold out, O Lord. We want to make this journey. We want to go through, Lord. Help us, O Lord. We are standing, Lord, holding to our faith in you, knowing that you're able to take us through, and knowing that all power is in thine hand. We know you're able, Lord. We pray that you look on the souls of men everywhere. We pray that you will save to the uttermost, deliver the bound souls, fill with the Holy Ghost, help somebody to surrender their life unto you, fall out with their weight, and repent of their sins. Help them to call upon the name of the Lord, for there is power in your name. There is deliverance in your name. And we know that you're able to heal. You're able to save to the uttermost. We pray that you send deliverance to those that are down, O Lord, those that don't know you, Lord. We pray that you touch right now, Lord. Break up the stony heart. Oh, my God, give them a heart of flesh that they may trust in you and believe on you as the scripture has said. Have mercy today, Lord. Let your blood cover, Lord. Wash and make ever widow. Help your people to stand, O Lord. Take us through. We acknowledge you in all our ways. Oh, my God, we pray that you direct us. Show us the way where you would have us to go. Help us to look to you as never before. In the name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere. Have mercy today, Lord. We pray that you touch and heal, and that you will save and forgive and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
in your name,
those that are sick and hospitalized, we pray that you will raise them up and save such as should be saved. Bless on this broadcast. Have your way and let your will be done. Continue to bless the souls of men. Continue to send your word. Send thine anointing. Have your way, Lord. Get somebody in mind to seek your faith. Help them to give their life to you before it's too late. We know that our able, O Lord. We are trusting in you and trusting in your word. And we're thankful for all that you've done for us. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you because you are a mighty God. We thank you because there's healing in your wings. We thank you because you're able to take us through. We thank you that, Lord, you've been mighty good to us. We don't deserve your goodness. We don't deserve your mercy. We pray that you will save, Lord, save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody want to make a change. Touch tonight, oh Lord. Break up that heart, oh Lord. Help them to run for their life. Help them to get in a hurry for their soul. Oh my God, we realize we are living in the last days. We realize that you're coming back for the church. Oh my God, looking for people without a spot or a wrinkle in their lives. We pray that you continue to bless, Lord. Make a way out of no way. Open up doors, oh Lord. Jesus, we are trusting you. We are dependent on you, knowing that thou art able to do all things. Our hope is in you tonight. And we thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We pray that you continue to bless this broadcast. Bless the speaker tonight. Send thy word, send thine anointing. Let the word of God go out and reach some soul that they may come and give their life to you. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you continue to bless. Go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening and God bless you all. Thank you Thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming to Evangelist Maydell. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. At this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 19th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Again, that's the 19th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and it reads, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." And then thank God for the reading of, you know, there are only a few verses left. I'll read the rest. "Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. But the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Thank God for reading his word, the 19th number of Psalm, the first out, the 14 verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title One School. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148, that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can give us a call on our guest number. It's 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. And 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. The address is 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And also on the second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbeth hosts the There's Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huss, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346 9155, Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. That phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hoag teams up with the Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Missionary Desi Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family, the bereaved Harris family, Sister Maria McBride and the bereaved McBride family, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, Erica Hameen, the bereaved Edmond family, the bereaved Ingram family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, who the Lord brought through her seizure, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, LaVon Wilkins Jr., Missionary Lisa Johnson, John Henry, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's son, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dean Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olamayan Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, the bereaved Allen family, the bereaved Carr family, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmund Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montra Miller, as well as all of the souls that are on our prayer list, and those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'll just sing a little portion of this song. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Oh, save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God that was read. And thank God for all of those who are on the prayer list. We want you to know we are praying for you. We thank God for those beautiful passages of Scripture. And I tell you, we ought to praise God for the great work that he has done in our life. I know God is able to do all things today. We want to encourage you to continue to listen in to the broadcast and hear the word of God. Take hold of faith and courage and be strong in the Lord. Glory to God. Don't let Satan take your faith. You have to drive and overcome him and learn to take God at his word, because his word is true and his word is going to stand. It's never going to fail. Sometimes we fail one another, but God's word is never going to fail. So as we prepare our hearts to hear the word of God, I'm going to introduce to some, and those of you who are regular listeners, I'm going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Dr. Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you, Dr. Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be here one more time on this broadcast. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. And at this time, let us get ready to go to the Word of God. Let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us. We thank you, O God, for this day. O Lord, we come before you right now with a humble heart, asking you, Lord, to speak to our hearts and to minister to us through your word. Oh, my God, we need you tonight. Please stop by here, oh, God, and let your will be done. Have your way, Lord. We believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us get ready to open our Bibles. If you want to read along, go with me to the book of Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 10. That is Ephesians in the New Testament, second chapter, verses 1 through 10. Praise the Lord. Now, I have a couple other scriptures that I might reference tonight, but we're going to start with Ephesians, the second chapter. I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and it reads, "And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Amen. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the title of the message is God's Saving Grace. And the theme is, we need grace. Hallelujah. In this passage, Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus to encourage the born-again believers in Christ Jesus, and also to review the fact that one day we all were dead in trespasses and sins. Hallelujah. But God, because of his great love toward us, has given us grace in that he sent Jesus to die on the cross and to redeem us from sins and trespasses. Praise the Lord. And if I were to take a little time tonight, I would like to elaborate on these words and what they mean. When we talk about grace, grace is an unmerited or undeserved favor. Grace is something that you cannot earn or deserve. But the grace of God is filled with power, so much so that he delivers us from trespasses and sins by his grace. Praise the Lord. And also when we look at the word quicken, that word means to make alive, to revive, or to cause to be enlivened. God quickened us from our state of deadness in trespasses and sins. Trespass, that word is to commit an offense against a person or a set of rules or laws. Sin, an immoral act considered to be a transgression against divine law, such as adultery, idolatry, prostitution, fornication, homosexuality, and bestiality. All of this is sin, immoral acts, things that go against the laws of God, things that are abominable in the sight of God. But God has quickened us. In other words, he has brought us to life. He has saved us from death through trespasses and sins. When Jesus came and shed his blood was shed for the remission of sins. He came to take away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. And so we need God's grace, God's saving grace. Without it, we cannot be saved. Apostle Paul encouraged the people of God, reminding them that in times past, how we walked according to the course of this world. And many people are now walking according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Satan himself is the prince of the power of the air. And he is walking up and down through the earth and to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He has placed the blinders on so many people's eyes, and they're walking in darkness. They are actually dead in sin and in trespasses. Praise the Lord. But God is merciful and has great love toward us all. He sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, just to save us from our sins. And that's a God that's full of love and mercy. Praise the Lord. So we were at some time fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. We were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Before we came to the knowledge of God, before we had our sins forgiven, we were walking after the course of this world. We lived, our lifestyle was filled with the lust of the flesh, the things of carnality and idolatry and abomination. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace,
Lord,
ye are saved. Hallelujah. Saved. That word means to be delivered from the power and penalty of sin. It means redemption, the act of saving, preservation from destruction, danger, or great calamity. Hallelujah. Sin has a penalty. The Bible lets us know in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God for salvation. Hallelujah. God is rich in mercy. God has given us this grace that we do not deserve, this unmerited favor. Praise the Lord. God gave it freely unto us. But we have to accept it. We have to embrace what God has given us. God has given us his grace. Amen. In verse 8, he brings out, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. God has given us a measure of faith, as mentioned by Apostle Paul in Romans 12:3. And I'll read that. It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. And so he mentions it in Ephesians, the 8th chapter, that God has given us this gift, a measure of faith. And in order to be saved with the grace that God has given us, we are saved through faith, which is not of ourselves, but is God-given, is given to us this certain measure of faith. And according to this measure of faith, this gift of God, we can be saved. We can be redeemed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it's not of works, lest any man should boast. Some people love to talk about their good deeds and their good works and all the things they've done and how they donated to charity and how they volunteered and they did this and they did that. Yes, good works and deeds are highly commendable, but we need God's saving grace in order to be saved. Hallelujah. It is the Holy Ghost that preserves us unto the day of redemption. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth that Jesus said he would send when he told his disciples that he was going away, but he would not leave them comfortless, but that he would come to them. He would send them another comforter, hallelujah, which he prayed to the Father, and the Father heard and answered that prayer and sent the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to dwell inside, amen, and to lead us into all truth, to teach us the ways of God. And indeed, the Holy Ghost is our seal until redemption. Hallelujah. And I want to read Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 29 and 30. But I actually want to read 11 through 13 and then 29 and 30. And it reads, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Praise God. I thank God for the precious word of God. And I know that Dr. Khadija Hameen did not know my message was, but she sang that song saying, save me, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
God's saving grace is the only way we can be saved. People sing the song saying, may the works I've done speak for me. May the life I lived speak for me. And that's all well and good. But we surely need God's grace in order to be saved. Hallelujah. It's by grace that we are saved. It's not of works.
Yes.
It's not of works, because people would boast all day long about their works and what they do. And it's not about that. But God has made us and created us even from the foundation of the world. He ordained that we should walk in good works. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. For the 10th verse, Ephesians 2 and 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. This is what God did from the beginning of the creation of the world. He has made us all over. He has created us in Christ Jesus unto good works. And God before ordained this, that we should walk in them. Amen. So then we have no place that we can boast. No one has any place to boast, because it is the grace of God that saves us. And being God's workmanship, we are to edify the body of Christ as the Lord has given to us for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. God has placed everyone in their respective places to take a part in the work of the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. And this is in an effort to bring us all together in unity of the faith. And it's important that we labor with this in mind. Glory to God, until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we have experienced a level of the fullness of Christ, but there is so much more and so many other levels that we can reach. Hallelujah. But it is by grace, and that is through faith, which is the gift of God that God has given us. Praise the Lord. So you can come to the Lord tonight, and You can say to the Lord to save you, save me, Lord, and he will deliver your soul. God will save you, and he will preserve you until the day of redemption, because only what we do for Christ will last. You know, you can walk in this way and live this life every day, and then right at the day of redemption, if you decide to turn and go back, or you decide to no longer live this holy life and to obey the commandments of God, in the day of redemption, you will be lost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But it is God. It is God's saving grace that's going to keep us and preserve us. And so that when the Lord appears, we can be caught up to meet him in the air, in the rapture. Hallelujah. And if you cry to God right now, if you turn from your sins, if you turn away from your trespasses, and you repent in your heart right now, asking God to forgive you and to take away your sins, ask the Lord to save your soul. If you come to him right now, oh, glory to God, he's willing and more than able and also ready to forgive. He's ready to shower you with his love, with his grace. Oh, praise the Lord. And he will save your soul. And the Lord will preserve you. And he will keep you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will break your chains. He'll loose you from your bondage, from any shackles or anything that's binding you, any habits that you cannot break. God has the power to deliver you from all of these things and to make you a brand new creature and to make something beautiful out of your life, because God wants to use you. God wants to save your soul tonight. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us prepare to go to God in prayer. Let us humble our hearts and let's believe God. Anyone who desire to be saved and you ask the Lord to save you, you want to be his child. Hallelujah. Repent right now and ask the Lord to forgive you. The Lord to come into your life. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Glory, hallelujah. And God will do it for you. If there's anyone sick in their body desiring to be healed tonight, just believe God. Take that measure of faith that God has dealt to you. Hallelujah. And use it for your healing, for your deliverance, for whatever you need God to do. Use your faith tonight and take God at his word. God truly is a God of his word, and he will not fail you. He will not let you down, but he will keep all his promises. Hallelujah. If you're discouraged, if you're going through something right now and you feel like you just can't hold on, just trust God tonight and reach out with your faith. Just believe God this night that God will send on help, that God will send deliverance. Hallelujah. That God will hear your prayer and he will answer. Glory to God. So at this time, let us humble our hearts and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, we come before you, Lord God, and we humble our hearts before you, asking you for forgiveness and for mercy. And Lord, we ask for your saving grace, that you will look upon us with compassion, oh my God, and save us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive all of our sins and our trespasses, Lord. Deliver us on this night, Lord, my God. Save the unsaved, my God, in the name of Jesus. Look on those who are sick in their bodies, Lord. Heal and make whole right now while we're praying this prayer, oh God. Increase somebody's faith tonight and take away all doubt. Take away unbelief, Lord. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord, rebuke the spirit of drawback. Oh, my God, and help your people. Give us holy boldness, Lord, and help us to do your will. Help us to labor in the ministry that you've assigned unto us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep us covered and keep us protected in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for all those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord God, we lift up this list before you, the names that were called out and those that were not. Oh God, we present them before you this night. And we ask you, oh God, to stretch forth your mighty hand to touch, Lord, to work wonders, work miracles, oh God. Heal, deliver, make whole, Lord God. Restore the health. In the name of Jesus, we know you have the power. Give strength to the weak, oh God. Open the eyes of the blind, Lord. Unstop the deaf's ears, oh God. Quicken those who are dead in trespasses and sins. Make them alive in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. We believe you, oh God, and we are taking you at your word. Lord, please. We ask you tonight to remember the bereaved families, oh God, those who have lost someone close to them. Remember them, oh God, in a special way and give them strength, Lord. Uphold them during this very difficult time. Have mercy, oh Lord. Be merciful in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for this prayer tonight. We thank you for being so merciful and so gracious toward
us.
We don't deserve it, Lord God. We thank you for your grace. Oh, my Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, oh, God, for your touch. We thank you, Lord. We believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. We believe it and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that anointed prayer. Thank God for the anointed word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about God's saving grace. We need grace. And she began to explain the beauty and the importance of grace, that unmerited favor whereby we are saved. And without grace, without this undeserved favor, we wouldn't have the hope of salvation, because we were dead in sin. We were walking according to the course of this world. And instead of waiting for us to become righteous, instead of waiting for us to get ourselves together, God, he quickened us together with Christ, even when we were still in sin. We need that grace. I thank God for the word. I was touched by the word of God. What else could we pay the price with, the penalty of sin with? What else could we pay those wages with? We had nothing, but God's grace is sufficient. I tell you, the word of God is, it was beautiful. Thank God for the word of God coming through her. Say to Vanessa, I mean, keep on preaching the word of God. And want to open up the line for any minister or evangelist on the line who would like to have remarks. But first, to Evangelist Nadell for remarks. God bless you, Evangelist Nadell.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God, the precious word of God. I thank God because he gave his son that we can have salvation. nothing that we did, so there's nothing that we can boast about. Because it was the grace of God, it was God's mercy that saved us. We were nothing but wretches and sinners undone.
Mm-hmm.
But the hand of the Lord, I tell you, the Lord touched and had mercy on our souls and brought us on in. And for that, I'm thankful. I thank God for the word of God. I'm going to encourage you, Danny Carmen, to continue to preach the word of God and continue to allow the Lord to have his way in your life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord for those remarks come through Evangelist Maybell. Any other members of clergy on the line? And if not, thank God for you anyway. We're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadija. We just thank God for all of you for taking the time to tune in to our broadcast. Praise the Lord. We want you to know that we truly do appreciate your prayers, your support, your love, and anything you do to support this ministry. Praise the Lord. And we want you to know that we are praying for you and that we love you and truly thank God for you. And we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will. Also, I'm looking forward to the Women's Convention coming up later in this month. And I tell you, I'm just getting all excited because I'm expecting God to move in a mighty way. It's going to be down here in Baltimore, Maryland this year on behalf of Holy Temple. And I'm just looking forward to having a great time in the Lord with the women of God. Amen. Having a mind to do a great work for God. Praise the Lord. So if you would like to come, you are certainly welcome. We invite you to come, and we're going to provide that information on each of our broadcasts leading up to that meeting and try to get out here in the community, pass out flyers, and put the word out there because I want to see people come and be blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you pray for us continually. And if there's nothing else, anything else anybody have to add? If not, then this does conclude our broadcast for this evening. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.